Two points last week. It was all about listening to the voice of God. Learning to listen to the voice of God. And we talked about, just to tell the congregation, John chapter 10, verse 4, is that the Lord is our shepherd. Jesus is a shepherd. And he says, my sheep hear my voice. Preach it, sister. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow. Main point there is that everybody in the church can hear the voice of God. God is continually speaking to us, in as Karen illustrated here this morning. I drove to church. I came over that mountain, and I was kind of like I was in, not a valley, but the sun wasn't shining as I drove the highway coming from Blairmore to Coleman, but I could see the sun shining on the mountain, hitting the mountains there. Crow's Nest. Oh, it was so beautiful. And then I came into, and I was in the sunshine myself as I hit Tim Hortons there. But all the time, my point is this, is that God is speaking all the time. I leave Blairmore, and it's such a beautiful situation coming to our church is because I'm coming from east to the west, and usually that's what I'm looking at. And to me, that's the Lord reminding me. His faithfulness, his goodness, his mercy, his love, the beauty that he's put in this world for us to enjoy. So the Lord is speaking to us all the time. It's just we have to train our ear to hear him, listen to his voice. And like Lydia said, today's message is going to go on. Not only hear the word, Debbie, or Skulk, pardon me, I'm talking to Skulk. No, not only hearing the word of the Lord, but then also doing something about it with the Spirit of the Lord upon us. Okay, so that was last week. Let's put up James 1:19, and so often, Skulk, when you preach the word, either the week before God's testing you in what you're going to be preaching, or the week after, there you go. So you preach on patience. I preach on patience sometimes, and wouldn't you know it, the next week God puts me in situations that to test my patience, to see if I was not only listening but applying that word to my life. And so that happened this week. I was telling the church last week for probably 30, 40 minutes about hearing the voice of God, listening. James 1:19, be quick to church. Everybody be quick to? Yes. Slow to speak, slow to anger. So God put me to the test this week. And so I ended up, where did I go? I shouldn't have told you that. Now you might figure out who I was talking about. But I'm listening to God. I'm practicing listening to God. And so I went out with somebody there I hadn't seen in a couple of years or hadn't chatted with. And remember, I'm going out and having coffee, and I'm practicing this listening. Okay? And you know, my normal routine is when you take somebody for coffee, Karen, it's 50-50. You talk, I talk. You talk. That's just common sense, isn't it? Yeah. So, but now I'm practicing listening. At least I'm trying to. And so I go out, and we actually have a meal. Maybe you should shut the tape off, Sarah, in case they're listening to this. So follow me. God's working in me. That's the most important thing in any Christian's life, is that the spotlight's on me. God's working in me before he's working in you. It eliminates judgment. When I'm realizing that every word I'm getting, a lot of times I get a word for you, Debbie, but first it's got to apply to my life. Am I absorbing what God's speaking in my life? Before I go to my sister and remove the speck from her eye, I remove the log from my own. God told us that, and it's a beautiful thing. So anyways, I'm going out, and we sit down, and the food's served, and I was asked two questions. And this is a good story. I'm not belittling anybody here. This is it's a good story. It's a funny story. It's very meaningful to my heart. I'll never forget it. And so as I'm listening, I'm asked the question, how are you and how is Carrie Ann? And I said, I'm good. Real short answer because I want to be listening today. And I said, Carrie Ann is, I might have said, on the mend or whatever. It was really short. And before I finished my sentence, my friend started talking. And I'm listening. So I'm really paying attention. And what I'm paying attention to is, my goodness, he hasn't taken a breath in 5 minutes. It's true. Then 10. And across my mind, I wish I had my recorder or my phone. I wish I had it put it on record so I could actually play this back to myself. And so there was definitely 15. And believe me, I'm a fast eater. And so I'm listening and I'm chewing my food and I'm putting it down and I'm listening. I'm really focusing. And my friend, he had his sandwich too, and he went to bite it and he put it down and he went to bite it and he put it down. We're talking 15 minutes. And maybe this is all of God to be an illustration this morning about listening. So here's my point, is that God's working on me. And now here's what I wanted. We've talked about this in Bible study. You remember I talked about the old man rising up? Right now, I'm a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. The Spirit of God is in my life and yours, Skulk. But you and I notice, we know when we're battling, the old man rises up. It's like me and you when we're going to Sparwood and we feel like speeding. And the old man's rising up. He wants to go real fast. And we feel the Spirit of the Lord upon us. And slow down, Al. Slow down, Skulk. We hear that. That's God's voice talking to us. And it's just a matter of do we listen to him and begin to slow down? But what my point is that that's the old man rising up in us. And when I'm having lunch there with my friend, the old man's rising up in me. Because remember, the Spirit of God wants me to listen and listen. But the old man's rising up and thinking, man, this guy's talking a lot. And because he's talking, I can't tell my story. A little bit of selfishness there. A little bit of the old man rising up. Shane, are you hearing what I'm saying? Happens all the time, eh? Well, all I want to say is that battle goes on within us all the time. We're born again, filled with God's Spirit, yet that war rages on. Romans chapter 7. The old man wants to do this, and the Spirit of God is whispering, no, Al, follow me. And the more we reckon that old man dead, in other words, I don't listen to that voice. I don't need 50%. God brought me out to this lunchtime for me to listen. And so we went on for sure 15 minutes, maybe even a little longer. And but there's a battle going on inside that I'm receiving as well. The Spirit wants to receive. And believe me, when I got home, I got my journal out and I wrote what I learned in that, we were 40 minutes, but in that 20, that individual spoke three things, unbeknownst to him. He spoke three things into my life that I'd already had highlighted in my journal. Just a thought. So, I believe I won most of the war there in keeping the old man in the pit and the Spirit of God listening. Because then when I went home and God just got me to underline, wow, look what he said here, Al. Remember I said that 2 weeks ago? You've got it in your journal. And what it is confirmation, but it would have never happened if I hadn't been listening, Skulk. Would there be an amen to that one? Does that ever happen to anybody here? Yeah. Happens all the time. God wants to speak, but usually, especially preachers, we want to talk. You've seen me at cell or Bible study. He never shut up. He's got it. Yeah. And I'm one that I want to draw it out of other people and yet still talk too much. Can I hear an amen? God loves you. Okay, so there it is. It's listening to the voice of God. We've got to develop that. And let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. Because last week, ladies, men, I preached and then I used five illustrations, maybe four illustrations, and I said, guys and girls, God can speak through our spouse. Only if we're listening. Hear a little louder? God can speak through our spouse. And there's a sermon coming up on that on February 9th. I hope you're here. But God can also speak through older people. I used the illustration. I went out with a fella, late 60s, been in the ministry 50-plus years. And I went out for lunch, coffee, and 4 hours I listened to him. And I absorbed and absorbed. I wrote him later. I said, man, I felt like I was in seminary class. He had so much to say, so much wisdom. And as long as I kept my mouth shut, wow, did I learn that day. But not only the seniors we can learn from, our spouses, but who else did I have in there? Number three was, we can learn from our kids. Kyla. She tried to teach me how to run 10 years ago, and I wouldn't listen, Randy. See, Randy, I would listen to because I look at Randy, I think, older, run farther. There's lots of experience there. I want to draw some. But sometimes the younger generation, I might look at them, well, I'm farther ahead than them. I don't think we do that consciously, but subconsciously it's there that What are they going to teach me? You know what I'm saying? And that's a terrible attitude. That's the old nature rising up, unteachable. Ouch. And then I went on to say, 1, 2, 3, I think I mentioned, we didn't get to the atheists, that God can speak to us through atheists, only if we're willing to listen. And I used an example of talking to some people that were using the Word of God in ways that I didn't feel are scriptural, bending truth and stuff like that. Yet I can still learn from that. I can learn about false doctrine, I guess, for one thing. But anyways, only if we're listening. Our hearts are open and our ears are listening to the voice of the Lord. So, 1 Samuel 3:10, is it? There it is right there. The Lord came and stood there calling as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. Jim, there's a verse for your son. Can you imagine Sam memorizing that verse and going through his whole life? Speak. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Wow. But the story behind this is I'm talking about we can learn from kids. This verse, Samuel, we're going to get into talking about fasting and prayer into January, and one of the illustrations we use is the life of Hannah. She was barren. She prayed for a child. She fasted and prayed, and God blessed her with a child. She took that child and took him to the temple, gave him over to the leadership of Eli, the priest. And he's a young boy, and he's sleeping in the temple. And Eli's laying there and having a snooze, and God speaks to Samuel. A little boy speaks to Samuel. And Samuel jumps up. He thinks it's Eli talking. So he runs in, and he says, speak. I heard you. And he asks Eli what he said. And Eli said, I didn't say anything. Go back to bed. And three times that happens, God is calling to little Samuel. And finally, Eli gets it and says, that's God speaking to the boy. And he says this. Next time he says something, just say, speak, your servant's listening. When God's calling you, just say to God, speak, your servant's listening. A little boy. And Samuel listens to the Lord, and he asks God, speak, your servant's listening. Kids can hear the voice of God. We can learn from little kids if we'll listen to them. I had a friend in the church years ago, and he would sometimes go spend his time just hanging out with the youth and the kids. He says, sometimes they're better company than the adults. But also, he was listening to them, entering into their world, not going down there and hanging with the kids that he could say, teaching them this, that, and the other thing, but to actually absorb from the kid. And God can speak through children into our lives only if we're listening. Only if we're listening. So let's go to James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the word. James 1, verse 22. So 19 said, everybody be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. He goes on and says, do not merely listen to the word, skulk, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. Makes sense, eh? There's a blessing at the end of that promise. All we have to do is hear the word of the Lord and remember he's always speaking. But our goal should be to train ourselves to hear the voice of the Lord. When is he speaking? And when isn't he? I'm going to jump ahead here and wind it up. I'll say this. There's three voices you hear, I think. At least I do. The old man, the old nature, that's totally rotten. But sometimes I think he's not a bad guy. And I listen to him. And then there's the Spirit of God, that new person in Christ. You and I are a new person in Christ. Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's who we are today. Child of God. The Spirit of the Lord is in us. And we can hear his voice. He's always speaking. My sheep know my voice, hear my voice, and they follow me. And so, but then there's a third voice. Who? the deceiver. Call him what you want. Now, here's what I want to say today. There's a longer sermon coming there, but folks, some people don't give him enough time of the day, and others give him too much time of the day. So, Flip Wilson, wasn't it Flip Wilson, the devil made me do it? He didn't really. But here's what I want to focus us on today. As we learn to discern God's voice, his gets louder and louder and louder. It's the first scripture comes to mind, whatever is going about your day, and the enemy's does decrease. Are you hearing me? The enemy, as we learn to listen to the voice of God, that's the first one I generally hear now. And sometimes we give the enemy too much credit. We really do. When that voice of you speaks to you about fear, that's the enemy's voice. You think about something. You're thinking about something, you know, say you're going to do something good for God, or the voice comes in, hey, why don't you go give that guy $50? And then the enemy, he'll come in and he'll tell you some reasons why you shouldn't. Yeah, the guy's going to blow it on booze. Why are you going to give it to him? You ever heard that voice? And that might be true and stuff like that, but there's a discernment in the voice of God. And generally speaking, I heard this years ago, good God, bad devil. Good God, bad devil. If the thoughts are coming to you to do something kind to somebody, to say something nice, chances are, I would think that would be God, a word of encouragement. If you get the other word that you want to put somebody in their place, probably not God, probably the enemy. Does that mean we don't speak words of correction in each other's lives? No, not at all. But there's a spirit behind it in our hearts. When our hearts are good towards God, we want to help our brother because we want his relationship with Christ to be so good. And sometimes I can see that you spilt gravy on your shirt there, Skulk, so I'm going to take you aside and say, hey, Skulk, you know, I don't want to embarrass you in front of everybody, but you got gravy on your, you know what I'm saying? But it's from a heart, the Spirit of God on me or you coming my way, wanting to bless people, not want to put you in your place. Just a thought. Okay, more to come, I guess, next time I'm up here, but I'd like to, the reason I'm cutting quick this morning, Dell, I thought you were going to leave when your hearing aid went. Still working. I thought it great. He come up to the handshake and he said, Al, if you see me leaving halfway through, he says, my battery went dead. I said, great. I'm speaking on hearing the voice of the Lord. And I was going to yell if he was leaving, that man's not hearing God. Come back here, brother. But even as Randy shared with us, you know, he brought that at the beginning of the service and he said, and this is the Lord speaking. We're having fun, but it's speaking. Randy brought that up, and I looked at it, and I said, oh, man, I wish you had told me earlier because I could have slid it into the message. But he came up here, and because God wants us, that's the message today, hearing. Taste and see that the Lord is good, and hear the voice of the Lord, and then taste and see. And same with Dell coming up at the handshake and just, you know, out of courtesy saying, you know, he knows what it's like, a preacher up here, and you're preaching your heart out, and some guy walks out in the middle, deflates a guy. But anyways, so the Lord was speaking there to me, to him, it's the rest of us, to hear the voice of the Lord. That's what he's saying this morning. And believe me, you don't have to have Bible college for that, Skulk. All you have to do to develop that characteristic, that learning ear, is just the next time you hear him, do what he says. And then you'll see there is a blessing that said in verse 25, a blessing is attached. That blessing will be, I know it'll. There might be a number of blessings attached to it, but the blessing will be the joy of the Lord in your heart that you heard God and you did what he said. And usually you'll see somebody will get blessed by it. And then you're going, yes, 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 it's just so beautiful that the Spirit of God's living in us. Not next month, not on the next big rally or whatever, but in our day-to-day life as we walk through this life. Every day, all day, being a blessing to the Lord. Okay, I think we'll close there. We're going to go to Romans 12:1. You can memorize that this week if you want. The Lord will speak to you. Just read Romans chapter 12 in view of God's mercies. Wow, she's quick. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, I urge you, Skulk, in view of God's mercies. Mercy? What's we talking about the mercy of God? Read chapter 1 to 11, and you come away and you go, man, beautiful. Tim, do you know the doxology in chapter 11? I can hear I thought it was Tim. And as I read it this morning, I read it this week, I can hear Tim's voice. And I don't want to put you on the spot because blasted out. Oh, wait. So anyways, we're 1 to 11. We're chapter 1 to 11, Skulk. Are you with me? So we're coming into 12, and he says, Skulk, I urge you in view of God's mercies. Here's what they are. Read 1 to 11, and then the triumphant joy and song comes from Tim. I hear Tim's voice when I read that scripture. That's the last part of Romans. Just, and then you launch into this. So you're looking at the mercy of God for 11 chapters, the mercy being we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. While we were yet sinners, you and I, Skulk, Christ died for us. We weren't even interested in him. And so this mercy, this grace of 11 chapters, yes, and then we wrap it up with that doxology. How awesome is the Lord. And so in view of all that, then it goes on to say, offer yourself a living sacrifice unto God. And we'll continue that on next time. To church, stand, please. We want to have an extended, we've got a little extra time this morning, so we want to just have a slow time of prayer, an unhurried time of prayer. Worship team, you can come and Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your spirit that resides in each of us. And I pray for all of us, Lord, as we go about this week, that we'd be attentive to your voice through your word, through our relations with people, Lord, as we would really be receptive to what you're saying through your body and everything around us, Lord. Help us to have our antennas tuned into you. Just be listening, talking to you, asking, seeking your face. And Lord, we pray for the persecuted church this morning as we go into this season, December and January. And we thank you for those, Lord, that have put themselves in harm's way with joy in their heart, Lord, to lay down their lives for you. And we pray, Lord, your blessing upon them, that you would give them much fruit to their ministry, Lord, as they make so much sacrifice. We ask that the Spirit of the Lord would be upon them, give them great courage and boldness as they proclaim your word in hostile countries, all for your glory and your honor and praise. Lord, we pray for our time around this altar, a time in the pews or the chairs this morning as we wait upon you. Help us to put into practice what we've just heard, listening to the Lord, responding to your word. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and give you his peace. Amen. Please leave quietly this morning.